Hello, I'm Dan.
And I'm Brent.
Welcome to the journey. We're continuing on our conversation in this podcast with humility. We'll be hitting high points in the book by Andrew Murray titled Humility. You can buy it at Amazon for about $5.90. It's a wonderful book. And in the prior podcast, we talked about how Father was preparing us for understanding the kingdom, and the first step in order, even in identity, which we'll get into that later on, is humility. Mm. We talked about in the first podcast how Jesus, he came as a servant, and today we want to continue on. We're in chapter 4 of the book Humility. We're just going to look at the Bible verse, Matthew 10:27. Whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant, even as the Son of Man came to serve. And the one thing that we're learning now that we didn't know then was if you're going to function as a servant of God, if you want the blessings that Father has to give, there can be no pride.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That's true.
Now that's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Here the King of Kings subject himself to become a servant.
Mm-hmm. When we finished that last podcast, you said, is there anything you want to add to this? I said, I'll save it for the next
one. All right, we'll jump in.
It's amazing to me at how Jesus, when he came, first thing he did, pretty much, was wash the feet of the disciples. That's a good picture for what we're talking about.
Right.
He laid down everything he had and came to earth.
Right.
You ever thought about that?
I've pondered that. And I can't fathom it.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing, along with some of the other stuff that we're being enlightened by Father.
Well, and here's the thing, too. In the book, it talks about honor loves humility. Honor loves humility. And that's so true. So in order to, if we want to receive what Father has, the pride has to be removed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we are now. That's where we're working through at this point. Because like Jesus said, you know, he said, whosoever be chief among you, let him be your servant, even as the Son of Man came to serve. Now you remember the two disciples arguing who wanted to sit on his right and his left.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're just like we were, but I've come to the conclusion that I'm nothing. And I'm at the age, you know, I play music, I write, and I play horn and play pedal steel. And I see these guys when I go to these shows. And I've played with musicians, I back musicians up, singers especially.
Mm-hmm.
And what really breaks my heart, Brent, is their arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in today's society, they're nobody, but they think they're somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's this one guy, I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want to be a scorner. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about that in the last podcast. But this guy created his own Facebook page. It would be like you having the Brent Breyer fan book page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fan page, rather. He created it, and then he fixed it where people couldn't post to it. And he uses it to post his schedules when he's going to be out singing or whatever. Now, I played for this guy. The guy's okay, but he's no Josh Turner.
Right.
He's no Jamie Johnson. You know, and the sad thing about it is, and he's a good singer, but he never will be. Mm-hmm. Okay? The difference between him and I feel like, anyway, I know I'm a nobody. I'm an okay musician. I will never be great, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay because Father uses me where I am. Yeah. And you know, I had an encounter this weekend. I went to a big steel guitar show up in Mount Vernon, Illinois. And there was, I think they sold around 3,000 tickets. It's over a three-day weekend. And I had several people come up. I played on the morning set. There was 900 people there when I played. Mm-hmm. And there was this man in the crowd that Father put on my heart. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't get my eyes off of him. Well, after I finished playing, I went about my business, and then I saw him that afternoon, and I walked up to him. Father told me, he said, go talk to him. So I walked up to him and his wife, and I looked at him, and I said, of course, I can't remember his name now. He had a name tag, she did, and I did as well. I do good to remember my name. That's why I had to wear a name tag.
There you go.
So I don't forget it. And I looked at him, I said, brother, is there anything that I can do for you? And he said, he looked at me, and he said, tears started rolling his cheek. He said, my son is in stage 4 liver cancer. Mm. And I told him, I said, can I pray for you right here? And I did. Now, God used the music to get me to a place where I could pray with him and his wife. Mm-hmm. And so I see it, like I said, I'm an okay musician. But I'm more of a nobody than I am anybody. And I think that's part of the humbling. You know, people tell me, oh, you're a great musician. And I tell them, no, I'm not. And I mean it, I'm not. And the reason why I know that, because I've been around people that are good, mm-hmm. that are really good. And so I think Father's used that to teach me over the last several years that, you know, if I want to receive from him, I have to be humble. Mm-hmm. It can't be about me. And when there's pride, it's always about you.
That's true.
You know? Mm-hmm. It never was about Jesus. It was all about his Father. We never read in Scripture where Jesus, you know, he only did what somebody would say, hey, Jesus, what do you want to do? He was never asked that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he wasn't. It just wasn't put in the Scripture. But, you know, he only did what his Father wanted. Mm-hmm. It was never about him, other than he was the only one that could do it.
Right, yeah.
And there was no pride. He didn't look at his daddy and said, I'm a king, and you want me to do what?
Right.
When most sons... Now, let me give you another example of that. And it just occurred to me in Scripture, Isaac. Mm-hmm. When his father asked him to do something, he never challenged it and he never questioned it. The boy was old enough, he knew what was happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, that's kind of like in Nazi Germany. They would have the Jews go out and dig the graves, their own grave, before they shot them and pushed the body off of it. Mm-hmm. Now, here's Isaac. He didn't go, but Dad, you don't have a sacrifice. Now, I know he said, asked his father, where's the sacrifice? But I'm pretty sure he figured out real quick when his dad tells him to get up there and lay on that altar.
Mm-hmm. But he did it.
He did. And he did that because he had no pride. Mm-hmm. Now I want to tie this over because we're talking about humility. I want to ask you that's listening this question. And Brent, you be their voice, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to speak to them, but you answer for them. Do you want to walk with God?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want Father to show you his love and his word and to reveal the mysteries that are in the Scriptures to you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a relationship like you've never had?
Yeah.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you do, you can only be a nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You can be nothing. That's the only way. Now think about this. Now I did that for a reason, because as Father endows you with knowledge, with relationship, as Father interacts with you, the self will puff up, won't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I can prove this. I can prove this with religion. The Pentecostals think that, a lot of them think that they're better because they have something special that you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you been better? Let's do this. Brent, let's do this little comedy act real quick. Brent walks into this apostolic church, and I'm going to be the old preacher that I use on the podcast sometime. Well, how are you doing, brother?
I'm blessed.
You're blessed. Well, good. Well, have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues?
Well,
there's the door. This is an elite group. There's pride in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know where the ignorance is? This is ignorant. Book of Ephesians talks about putting on the whole armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
Last thing he talks about in praying in the Spirit. Everybody has received the gift, the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has it.
Yeah.
They just don't know it. Because they don't know who they are. They don't know what access they have. They don't know what authority they have.
Mm-hmm.
But here you got a group. A religious group that's using that as an exclusion contract. I had a guy in my driveway 2 weeks ago, and he was challenging me. You know who it is. I'm not going to mention his name on air. But he said, well, have you ever been baptized in the Holy Spirit? I said, well, yes, I have. And he said, have you spoken tongues? I said, not only do I speak in tongues, but I have two languages. Hmm. And I studied five. I said, so does that get me seven? But there's pride there. Mm-hmm. There can be no pride. Why? I'm telling you this, person that's listening, because Father's going to reveal things to you. Brother, you amen this if it's true after I finish the statement. God's going to reveal things to you that the others have never seen.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And if you're not careful, because we have a childish unconscious, our unconscious mind is very childish, it's very opinionated, it's very negative. It goes, I got something that you ain't got.
Mm.
Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, Father won't do that. He despises the proud. And so for us, it's been, all right, Lord, remove it from us. Take it out of our lives. Because, see, anything that stands between you and God is in between your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. Now, here's the thing that's really good here. Now, this gets into it, but as Father starts to reveal stuff to you, you cannot become prideful. No, 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 boo, boo.
Right.
Everybody on the air knows, or listening to this, knows they can finish that statement. Well, people are proud. Jesus had no pride. Did he?
No.
None at all. You know, here's the thing. God will only do what you allow him to.
Mm-hmm.
God's not going to communicate as long as there's pride. You said this in the previous podcast. You talked about with the ex school that Darren's doing and the teaching that we've been doing, or getting rather, has been stirring such an excitement in our soul like the time we got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to what the psalmist said. David prayed that God would restore the joy of his salvation.
Right.
And so, there can't, Father won't, if we have pride, he can't use us. And guess what? He's not going to force the pride out. Like you said earlier, he'll do it with you. And we know, how do we get rid of the pride? The pride's what resides in our noodle,
mm-hmm.
our circumstances. We have to feed that word in.
The most powerful thing on the planet.
That's right. And what is it?
The Word of God.
And what is the Word of God? It's Jesus.
Yeah.
That's it. And so we've got to be able to, if we want to walk with Him, if you're at this point now, the pride has to go.
Mm-hmm.
I has to go. Because you know what? This is what's interesting. I'm kind of apprehensive about getting into this, but I will touch on it just for a little bit. You know, Father made us in His image.
Mm-hmm.
We were made in His image. Was there any pride in His image?
No.
There was none. So where did it come from? You know, it's all about a mindset, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about Paul. Even Paul. Paul had no pride. And it's amazing because I realized if I want the blessings of God, Dan, why are we talking? Why are y'all talking about humility and no pride? Because if you're going to be great in the kingdom, you can't have it.
Mm.
You've got to have humility.
That's right.
Remember, Paul pierced his ear because he wanted to show that he was a bond slave, not to anybody else. Listen, he would have been, I think, would have been considered an aristocrat. The guy had a Jewish mother and a Roman father. He was Jewish and he was a Roman citizen. He was fluent in Alexandrian Greek and probably classical Greek conversation. And he was fluent in Hebrew.
Hmm.
I mean, he was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He came with high regards. He had every reason to be proud. I'm sure Daddy said, I'm proud of that boy. <You know? laughs> And then here a man of his stature goes and pierces his ear, which signified a bond slave, which meant they were owned by someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to be great in the kingdom, if you want Jesus, if you want the Holy Spirit, if you want God to teach you and reveal things to you, you have to let the pride go. You know, I'm learning this, okay? You know, in the scripture it says, no weapon will prosper against you.
Mm-hmm.
That's only if you don't have pride. Because if you have pride, you're going to pull a weapon to fight with a weapon.
Yeah.
And we're talking spiritual.
Live by the sword, die by the sword.
Absolutely. You know, and Isaiah says, like a sheep led to the slaughter, opened he not his mouth. Jesus didn't try to defend himself. He didn't try to say, I am the King of Kings. I am the Lord of Lords. They had a problem with it. They had a problem with him.
Mm-hmm.
But the humility, when we're humble, and the scripture said, pride cometh before the what? The fall.
The fall, yeah.
And so having that humility is the first start in understanding who we are in the kingdom, I believe anyway.
Mm-hmm.
To be thankful for what Father reveals, to cherish it, to take it in, to use it. Now, this is the last thing I'll say, then we'll open up with some more dialogue on it. The lowly. You know, in Proverbs this week, we've been learning about the poor,
mm-hmm.
about the lowly. We know that the meek shall inherit the earth. Well, what animal in the Bible is referred to as the meek animal?
Probably the lamb.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They can't defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a ram can, but a lamb cannot. It's defenseless. And so the humility is so important, and here's the reason why. This is the gist of the book. The rain, when it rains, it falls in the lowest places first and fills them up and then overflows them. Is that not awesome?
That's awesome, man.
That is. And what is that infilling? What is that indwelling? It's this illumination, this revelation, this knowledge, this wisdom that Father gives us. And here's the thing. Father will give it, but we have to maintain the humility. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying anyway, you know. Mm-hmm. We've got to be willing to. So as you are listening or starting now, you've gotten to the point. And I'm going to tell you this, and Brent, I want you to comment about this if you would. You know, go back and remember when we were feeling real good and you said something about handle, a small handle, big stick. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Can you share that with them?
Yeah, well, on our best day, when we think we've got a real good handle on it, in reality, we got a little bitty grip on a great big stick.
That's right.
We don't have a clue. And the more we learn, the less we know. Isn't that a strange
thing? Oh, man. Yeah, we were talking about this at the break. The more Father reveals, and don't be surprised, too. We're just sharing some things with y'all that's going on with us. Man, my whole concept of Scripture's changing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
The theology that has been spoon-fed us for years and years, and it's caused us to become who we are in our thought process, is in an uproar, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And you know what's crazy is you said that, spoon-fed. Now, do you know in your limited medical knowledge, as in my limited medical knowledge, do you know any beneficial properties of kerosene? Is there anything beneficial in consuming kerosene?
Not that I can think of.
You know, my grandmother used to give my father kerosene with sugar.
Really?
Yes.
And what would that do?
Well, if you had a cold, it was supposed to take care of it.
Wow. Never heard of it.
Oh, man, yeah. Now, here's the thing. That sounds dumb, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. They did it under the guidelines of being medicinal.
Okay.
Okay. So here we are. We're taking this word that Father has given us, and they're taking an interpretation of it, and then they're feeding it to their kids.
Mm.
And then their kids feed it to their kids, and their kids feed it to their kids. And it's totally wrong.
Don't know why. They just know that's what they've always known.
Absolutely. Or then you watch a show. I watch a show on, I have Netflix, and it was about the Garden of Eden. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this one guy says, I have found the Garden of Eden. I know where it is.
Really?
Yeah. And it was an hour and a half program. Well, you know what? You're never going to find it.
It's in the spirit realm.
It is, absolutely. And I know because the tree of life is there.
Mm-hmm.
The tree of life is there. And it's garden. We can't get back in.
Right.
And we can't get back in because sin separated us from that. As it separated Adam and Eve, it separated. Now, he's going to, daring on use this plug. What he wants us to do is bring the union back together.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to restore us back to the state prior to the fall.
Unfallen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And let me ask you this question. Prior to Adam and Eve eating of the tree, did they have any pride?
No. No.
When they come of knowledge, not only did they hide from God, but they covered themselves from each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now how do I know this? I got to tell you this funny story. Back when I was in the institution, I was Southern Baptist, and we were doing this mission trip. The association here that I used to be in, they were doing a mission trip to Africa. And so several of the preachers in the association go with their wives. Well, it is the custom in the village where they go that women go topless.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you didn't go topless, you couldn't come out of your hut. So guess what? The women stayed in the huts the whole week.
Mm.
Now, why is that? Why? I know, but just for the sake of this conversation. See, those natives there, which would be native to us.
Right.
That wasn't an issue. There was no issue of pride. None at all.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they thought it was a disgrace for a woman to cover her breast.
Mm.
So would you assume because they wouldn't come out that those people that they were trying to share the gospel with thought that they were prideful?
Probably.
Isn't that something, though? Mm. We saw it with Eve, then we see it with these ladies. They would not because of our society.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
what they've always known.
Right. What they've been told.
Right.
What they have believed. And you have no reason to doubt your parents when they tell you something. They're your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you know better. Well, folks, you who are listening to this, who's on the journey, guess what? You're learning better. God will give you what you need when you need it. If we pray for wisdom, pray for knowledge, pray for understanding, He gives that, does He not?
Mm-hmm.
And so I would encourage you, at this point now, you need to pray. If you're not, ask Father to help you to remove the pride in your life. It's got to go. Mm. You know, and pride plays a big part, though, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there is a humbling. So what's the thing? The whole thing is, first off, is to realize it in ourselves. I mean, we can examine ourselves and see where we're prideful, right?
Mm, yeah.
Let us get overlooked for a job. Like, there's two people working, and you've been there for 20 years, and this other guy's been there for 15, and they bump him up over you. That's going to upset you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It is, because you feel like, well, I think
I put in my time.
Yeah, you know, and they said the eyes, the last speech that Bill Clinton gave as president, it's their exit speech that they give. The count was he used I 192 times.
Mm.
Ronald Reagan, his last speech, he used I 2 times, and it was we. The rest of the time.
Mm.
So I think there's a lot to be said for that, you know. Now, in closing, we're going to try to move you into a direction where it's new and fresh for us. If there's topics you want us to discuss on the podcast, you can email us and let us know, and we'll be more than happy to address those issues or topics you want to talk about. Otherwise, we're going to be moving you towards a direction that we're getting into, and we want to talk about identity in the kingdom. That's where we want to go. Anything else you want to throw in closing, brother?
No.
Are you at a loss for words?
I am at a loss for words. Yes.
Well, listen, we want to encourage you. You're on the journey, and you may be isolated. And I don't mean God isolating you necessarily, but you may be in a part of the country where there's not a lot of folks around you. I want you to do this. I want you to start focusing on passages of scriptures or chapters each week and read them and listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And ask Father to reveal to you what He wants you to see in those scriptures. Even ask Him where He wants you to start.
Where do I start? Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Because it may be different places for different people.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And I don't know this to be true, Brent, but I'm coming to the conclusion that Father puts you in verses that directly apply to what it is that you need to either change or learn.
Or He might put something in front of you that you're going to need next week.
That's right. You never know who may come into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And without the Word to give you descriptive narratives about with warnings or stuff like that. Next week, I'd like to, this would be a good topic, unless the Lord changes it. What's the difference between judging and discerning?
Mm.
Because there is a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll cover that. We can share the story if you want to about the gentleman that came into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it would be good for him because that was a good experience for us, a learning experience anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So listen, I want to encourage you, have a great week. Remember that Father loves you beyond measure. And we care about you because we're putting this out. I hope that this has been a blessing to you. This week, work on humility and ask Father to reveal those parts of your life that need to be where the pride is and needs to be removed. Thank you for listening. God bless you. I'm Dan.
And I'm Brent. Welcome to the journey.